Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him here this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight just a thanking and a praising you as we get out of the way that you may have your way here in the name of Jesus. So, oh, precious Father, prepare the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed through the clay, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. I thank you, precious Father, because you seem fit that we're still here in the land of the living. I thank you, precious Father, for leading, guiding, directing, and ordaining our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, as we touch and agree based on the word of God, it says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Have free course of this teaching here tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, just to rest upon us as we teach thy word. Let the word come forth with clarity. Land on good ground, bring forth 30, 600-fold blessings into people's lives. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like for you to open up to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, we will read the entire Psalm 1. And the word says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind bloweth and drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I read to you the whole entire Psalm 1. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for these next few minutes, by the use of the internet, and us being able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God for this opportunity. We consider it a privilege and an honor to lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. So just for the next few minutes, I ask you to pray for us and with us as we talk about standing firm in an unstable world. Standing firm in an unstable world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, the strength of our stability always depends on the foundation where we stand. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening and those that will be listening at a later date. People of God, the strength of our stability always depends on the foundation where we stand. You see, Jesus Christ and his word should always be the foundation of our lives as followers of his. Here again, when we look at Psalms 1, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Yes, beloved, there are only two roads in life, two paths to follow, the godly path or the ungodly path. You see, here in 2022, every one of us must decide which path to follow. And the choice you make will lead you somewhere. I can't do it for you. No one else can do it except yourself. I have to choose my path, my road to walk on. Child of God, you see, every decision you make will either do one or two things. It will either draw you closer to God, or it will draw you away from God. You as an individual, for yourself, must decide to allow God access into your life. Yes, beloved, in order to experience change, you must desire change in your life. You must desire to embrace God's word, the Bible. It is a choice that only you can make. Biblical instruction before leaving earth. God have left us his manual, our instruction booklet for us to follow, that we may obtain a godly life. You must be open to God if you are going to live, hallelujah, a stable life in an unstable world. You see, believer in Christ, there are ways that seem right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. Yes, beloved, in Christ, there are ways that we can be secure in this ever-changing world. We must make good choices about where we will walk and where we will sit and where we will stand. Again, we are reminded about Psalms 1, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. And also, excuse me, also we are grateful and thankful that Psalms 1 verse 3 says, but his delight, God's delight, verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are blessed by God, not only must turn from evil, they must also build their lives around the word of the Lord. They must seek to obey God's will out of hearts that is genuine, generally taking pleasure in knowing God's way and his word. Yes, this walk of ours with the Lord may be tight, but it's right. In other words, our hearts must be captivated by the word of God. It is important and essential for every believer in Christ to set aside a time of studying God's word, of studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, meditate on God's word. Allow God's word to shape your thinking and guide your actions, and also control your emotions and transform your life. See, meditating on the word is pondering God's word. Let it circulate inside of you, inside of your mind, inside of your heart, over and over again until it not only become head knowledge, but it drops down to the depths of your heart. Allow God's word to shape your thinking and guide your actions in life. Also to control your emotions and transform your life. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that perfect will of God for your life. Again, we are talking about here tonight, about standing firm in an unstable world. When we look around in 2022, this world that we are living in is changing daily. It's ever so changing. But we serve a never-changing God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's ever so looking for those as he goes to and fro, looking for those whose heart is loyal towards him and towards his word, for those that dare to believe God's word. Because God's word is already settled. It's settled in heaven as well as here on earth. But we as believers in Christ, we must practice Hallelujah. We must practice what we heard, what we hear, because faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must be doers of God's word, not just hearers only. Yes, in order for you to stand firm in an ever-changing world, first of all, we have to, our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Jesus reminds us when he says, if any man or woman will come after me, let him deny himself or herself. Take up your cross and follow him daily, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. No, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We must, hallelujah, not back up, but we must go forward, looking onto the hills from which cometh our help cometh from the Lord. Our minds and our eyes must be on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, it is imperative and important to make good decisions about where you are planted. It is important because where you are planted physically will determine spiritually your productivity in the Lord. Yes, God have planted us in the body of Christ in a place to be productive, to be prosperous, and to be in health, even as our soul prospers, according to 3 John verse 2. Here we see that in Psalms 1, verse 3, it says, he is like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, which yielded its fruit in his season, and whose leaf does not wither. Yes, whatever he does, it prospers. It is so important to know who you are in Christ Jesus. It's important to know and to listen to the still small voice speaking to us. Bible says, let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. As being part of the body of Christ, as being believers of God in Christ, they've been drafted into the family of God. It is important for us to be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, which yield its fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. It is important for us to know the word of God for ourselves, that we may grow spiritually, that we may mature in the things of God in order to be sent out to the byways and the highways and compel people to come into the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, believers in Christ, each and every one of us have been called to a task, a job, an assignment that God have given each and every one of us as a child of his. You see, the outcome of those who faithfully seek God and his word is very fruitfulness. That's why the word says in Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added. Put God first as priority in your life. And God will bless you. He will prosper you in everything that you do according to his will. Yet the word plant, it talks about stability. It is one of the conditions that should be met before our lives become spiritually fruitful. Again, we are talking about tonight, here on a Tuesday night, about standing firm in an unstable world. Standing steadfast, unmovable in the things of the Lord. Jesus promised in his word that greater things will we do while we're still here on earth, because he goes to the Father, standing in the gap, interceding for us. Because he rose from the dead, I can face this day. Yes, the word of God has to become the moral foundation of our lives. Yes, the world change is changing day by day, and that moral standard as well. But we as God's children, we as believers of Christ, must always be living a life according to God's standard. See, God don't, he's not like man. God looks beyond our faults and see our need. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. As high as the heaven is from the earth, God thought. He thinks about us. His thoughts are thoughts of peace. His thoughts, God thinks the best for each and every one of his creation, creators, those that he have made us, those he have made in his image, those that have given their life to Christ are genuine, born-again believers of Christ. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, life as we know it, it is a life filled with distraction and difficulties. But God can bless us even through times of difficulties. He can bless us because he is the one that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Then, and only then, as we put our hand in the Master's hand, our life can become a life filled with God's blessing and his favor. See, the word says, according to Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is time in 2022 for us to stand firm in an unstable world and watch God come through in our behalf. You see, walking, living firmly in an unstable world, it is a choice that we must make on a continuous basis. Child of God, you must choose an upright walk against the evil system of this world. You won't be liked. Matter of fact, you'll come to a place in life where family and friends, those that are all around you, even your neighbors, will look at you and they hate you. Because Jesus warned us, they hated him while he was in the world. They hated him so much that they hated him all the way to the cross. But he, the author and finisher of our faith, didn't say a mumbling word. He died and he rose for us, that we as followers of his, he set the example that we must follow. Our minds must be changed, our hearts fixed, that we will keep on keeping on. Because the Bible says that he that endure all the way to the end shall be saved. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, let me encourage you tonight in 2022. If you as a child or a believer of Christ are going to live in a stable, we're going to live and walk in a stable way in this unstable world, we must develop a heart full of passion for the Word of God. We must fill our mind with the Word of God by meditating in God's Word day and night. Yes, the Word of God must be present in our lives. It must be at the forefront of each and every decision that we make on a daily basis. Again, through prayer and studying God's Word, we can be built up on things above and not on things on the earth. So I encourage you tonight to make godly decisions about what it means to be a godly and righteous person while we're still here on planet earth, while we're still here as God's children in this world, but not of it. Set our mind on things above and not beneath. People of God, the righteous are those whose lives are marked by consistency and stability. I'm going to say it again. People of God, the righteous ones are those whose lives are marked by consistency and stability. Their lives are certified by effectiveness and productivity. Their lives are proven by evidence of transformation and recovery. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, our lives as followers of His are proven by evidence of transformation and recovery.
Set the captive free, child. My Jesus is a joy to me. He's the one that set the captive. I'm burdened down. I enter his gates with a joyful sound. So if you don't know what time it is, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is great.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are thankful and grateful for everything that have taken place thus far, and that God will have his way in each and every one of our lives. I just want to take the time personally just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight. We just thank God for you. We just thank God that he is a good God. He is a merciful God. So we just want to touch and agree with you, whatever you are believing God for, amen, that hallelujah, according to his will for your life and your family life, that based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And hallelujah, God wants to bless you. God wants to meet your need, hallelujah, in each and every one of your life. But we have to understand, beloved, that sometimes we, even though we're getting close to the end of this year in 2022, there is still time, hallelujah, that prayer that you've been praying for. There is still time for God to answer it. But it has to be according to his will and his timing. So I just encourage you tonight to keep standing, keep believing, keep asking, hallelujah. Be persistent and consistent with your walk with him. Live a righteous life and see God come and persevere all the way until that prayer come to pass. That request that you have will be honored according to God's timing. Amen. He's still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the hallelujah salvation business. Yes, God is able, willing, and ready to meet your each and every need. Hallelujah. Again tonight, Lord, talking about standing firm, steadfast, unmovable in an unstable world. This is pertaining to those that know Christ, those that have given their life to him, those that, hallelujah, God hears a righteous prayer. Oh, yes, he does. and he'll come speedily to your rescue if you stretch out in faith and you keep believing. Because when man says it's impossible, it is a platform that God can step in and show that all things with his help is possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the strength of our stability, again, it always depends on the foundation that you're staying on. Yes, Christ and his word should always be the foundation of your life as a believer of Christ. You see, a favorable environment, it increases productivity, and the blessings of God could flow. Yes, the Bible says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. It says, but we are always to thank God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto God has called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and works. Here, beloved, the Apostle Paul is talking to those at Thessalonians, telling the believers to do two things in the verses that I just read. He's telling them to stand firm and hold on to the word of God. So, beloved, knowing the truth and hanging on to God's word is very important in our walk with the Lord. You see, the truth, the word of God, it will give you stability and peace. Hallelujah. See, the word says in Philippians 4, verse 5 and 6, hallelujah, for us to be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, truth, it is a good thing to get a hold of, especially now in 2022, especially now when the word of God is being diluted by those that are not preaching the fullness, the wholeness of it. Remember, first of all, that we must understand, as a child of God, we must understand that God loves us, and he loves us unconditionally. As child of God, much of the love that we as human beings here on planet Earth have experienced in life is from people. And that human love is conditional. You see, conditional love is based upon our performance. And we have to earn. And we have to earn it. See, people of God, human love is conditional. But God's love is unconditional. Yes, God's love is unconditional because God loves us. Because he is lovable. He is love. In other words, God doesn't care. He doesn't care where you come from or where you are. He still loves you. He doesn't love us for who we are. He loves us because he made us. He created us for his purpose. God loves you for who you are to him. God loves us for who he is. Here in the book of Jeremiah 31 verse 3, the B clause of the verse says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee, standing firm in an unstable world. God have drawn us to himself because he loves us. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. See, God is not like man. God loves everybody, the good, the bad, and the ugly. There is nothing I can do in my life or in your life to make God love us more or less. God loves us so much that if we had been the only lost, he would have come still to seek you out. As we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us. The God that we serve is the kind of father who loves a disobedient and rebellious child. Yes, we as parents, sometimes we give up too easy on our children. Remember the prodigal son who his father knew that he wasn't ready to face life. He let him go and learn and experience life for himself. When he got to the place where his money ran out and his popularity, but no one, when you're down and out, he was busted, disgusted. When you're down and out, no one want to have anything to do with you. But God, he's a good God. When the prodigal son got to a place to where he started, he was working in the pig pen and he was eating slop with the hogs, where it says he came to himself. See, God will always deal with you, and he'll always bring back to your remembrance how it once was, when things was good. Prodigal son came to the place, came to himself, said within himself, I'm going home. I'm going back to a place where I know I can get three hot meals. I'm going back to a place where I know my father will welcome me in with open arms. Where it says that his father was looking afar off. And when he seen his son, he came running, embraced him, and let him know, and accepted him back into the family. That's the type of God that we serve. A God that is willing, ready, and able to meet us where we are. But we must come to him in obedience and in faith. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, be clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and a hearken than the fat of ram. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is like a father who runs to embrace a wayward child. Yes, God loves you. So child of God, hang on to truth and don't let it go, because the truth will set you free. God's truth, his standard, will help us to overcome, live a godly life, a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Remember this, also, that God chose you before you believed him. He chose you, preordained you from the beginning of time. Yes, beloved, from the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctification, sanctified work of the Holy Spirit, and through the belief system, which is in the truth, God's word, the Bible, here in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 through 5, it says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Yes, beloved, God is the one that have chosen you. But you also have a say-so in the matter, whether or not, if you want to be on God's team. Yes, God gives you. He gives you for the future. You see, hope means an absolute certainty. Hope can also mean having only positive expectation in your life. Bible says in Hebrews 6, verse 18, the B clause says, who have fled for revenge, for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Yes, Hebrews 6, verse 19 and 20 through 20, it says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us, entered even Jesus, having become a high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Yet, beloved of Christ, believers of God, believers of Christ, that inner sanctuary of the temple was where the presence of the Lord was manifest. Yes, there was a used curtain separating us from the rest of the world, because before Christ, we were sinners that didn't know no better. We was lost and needed to be found. Jesus came that we may have life and have it all more abundantly, according to the Jewish custom at that time, before Jesus was manifested. Only the Jewish high priest could enter there for a few hours, one day a year. But when Jesus came and he was crucified, this curtain was torn from top to bottom. It was his way of ushering us into the presence of God. The Bible says, but to come boldly to the presence of the Lord. Beloved, in biblical time, an anchor was usually a rock with a hole in the middle for a rope to pass through. But we, as people of God, we have Jesus, and he is our anchor of hope, who draws us into the very presence of God our Father. Are you secure in this anchor of hope named Jesus here tonight in 2022? Again, we are talking about standing firm in an unstable world. We have read the entire Psalm 1. For people of God, I just want to encourage you here tonight and want to help you to understand how important it is to hang on in there a little bit longer. As people of God, the strength of our stability in 2022, it is based upon the foundation where we stand, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, looking on to him, because he is our set example for us to follow. Jesus Christ and his word should always be our foundation for our lives as followers of his. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are grateful and we are thankful in Jesus' precious name. We thank God for you tonight. Thank God for his word that will not return to him void. God looks over his word to perform it. Yes, he honors his word above his name as the type of God that we serve. God is the one that can make a way out of no way. He's the one that can set things in motion to work in our favor. So be encouraged tonight and later on, whenever you get an opportunity to listen to this teaching. Remember, in order to stand firm, stable, in an unstable world, we must first know that God loves us. Second of all, walk in obedience to what the word of God is saying. Learn the word of God for yourself. Practice what you hear. Not only be hearers of the word, but be doers of God's word. And God will help you to overcome all areas in your life. But you must do it for yourself. And remember, he's able, willing, and ready to bring you in the beloved family of God. Romans 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As you repent of your sin and you come to him just the way you are, tore up from the flow up, repent in his eyes, in his eyesight, on bended knees and bowed down hands. Then you can make a confession of faith with a belief. According to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. God bless you. God keep you. Is my prayer here tonight. Amen. Amen. And amen. If you would like to get in contact with us, to write to us, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a blessed night and let the Lord direct your path each and every day until God's willing, Jesus tarry, until Friday at 6 p.m. Have a blessed night, a blessed week. God bless you is our prayer. Good night.